Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. We love baseball here at Meat Poultry, so we recently headed out to watch the hometown Kansas City Royals during a Saturday game at Kauffman Stadium on September 3rd. The reason we showed up was Bacon Day at the Cape presented by Farmland, and we heard there might be a bacon sculpture standing 3 feet tall of the Royals mascot Slugger. And we were fascinated on what all went into putting this bacon creation together. So we called up Jim Victor and his wife Marie Pelton, food artists and sculptors based out of Philadelphia, to chat a little bit about the process and how long it took to put together this 150-pound mascot. Take a listen.
How did you guys get into this job and get into this career area?
Yeah, that would be me mostly because I'm a bit older than Marie, and I got started really back in the 80s. I'm a sculptor. I was trained as a sculptor as well. Marie is also a sculptor. We both studied fine arts and learned to do classically, train figures and all that. And we're more used to the fine art world. And in the 80s, there was an opportunity to do a sculpture of Mickey Rooney and Ann Miller for Sugar Babies. It was a Broadway show. And they wanted a chocolate sculpture. And that was my first food and art adventure right there. And that's how I got into it, doing a chocolate sculpture of Mickey Rooney.
Got you.
And then, then we started doing butter sculptures. By the time that I met Jim, which was in 1998, he had already been doing butter sculptures for the Pennsylvania Farm Show. And then I joined him, working with him soon after we had met. And as he had mentioned, my background is also in fine art and also in specifically sculpture. I worked with Jim, and we've been working since about 2000. Year 2000 together.
Yep. And now you guys have done, I'm sure, a lot of chocolate and butter, because that's something that, you know, I've seen in the past. What's the biggest challenge is putting together an entire bacon sculpture?
One of the things is, you don't know exactly how you're going to be able to do this, and you know, it's a lot of experimentation is involved with the whole thing. When we do things that are more like monochromatic, like it's all chocolate or all butter, your problem is solved in a lot of ways. But when you come across something like bacon, which has a lot of color in it, and you've got to figure out some kinds of ways to deal with that.
With the challenges, cooking it, because you don't want to do a raw meat sculpture. And so you have to experiment with the methods of cooking so it's not too crisp or it's not too fatty. So it's a good kind of consistency to work with.
Yeah. It's you have to be able to adhere the bacon to something, and you got to figure all that out. Mostly these things are technical challenges. Just how do you do it? But we've had a lot of technical challenges in our career. This is just another one.
You mentioned with the bacon itself and having an adhesive. Was the entire sculpture itself made of bacon, or did you guys have a little base to it beforehand?
Oh no, there's definitely a base there. Yeah, and then we applied the sculptures with like pins and nails and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so the understructure is actually made of a wood support and then foam. Which we carved to be very close to the actual portrait of Slugger, the mascot.
Yes.
And then with this particular material, since it's not like butter in the way that it's kind of something that's moldable, or it's not like chocolate where it's something you can actually carve deeply into, we had to use the strips of bacon, to kind of wrap the structure, the understructure with. So we use this technique of wrapping and then also developing it, kind of the form, building it by wrapping the bacon around the understructure.
What's the timetable for you guys to put together, a sculpture like this? How much time does it usually take?
We like to have at least a month in advance when we're working with something like this, because we have to get our concept together, how we're going to do it, and then we have to start building things. And building the structure is a major part of the whole thing. I mean, we'll spend as much time building the structure as we do with the bacon part of it.
Yeah, but with the food part, you want it to be as fresh as possible, so you want it, you want to work with it as quickly as you can, and not kind of prolong that event.
And then plus we work in a cool room, you know, as cool as we can take it. We have trailers where we work, where we can get it down to 55 degrees. And so we like to work in that kind of environment when we're working with food, just to keep things fresh, and so we feel comfortable, and the thing and the product stays fresh.
The next thing I wanted to ask you guys was, what's one of the things that you guys really enjoy about putting this together as food artists? I know you guys talked about being classically trained as normal sculptors. So what have you guys really come to enjoy as this part of your life?
I think for me that I love to do the weird stuff, and I guess that is part of it. You know, I like to do things that I haven't seen before. I've never seen anybody do a bacon sculpture before. So it's like, you know, I go to places where no man has been before, a woman, you know. And I know it, sometimes people think it's strange, and it is strange, I'm sure. But, I enjoy that part of it. Sometimes I feel like, why did I go there afterwards? But I do enjoy the trip.
Yeah, I like that people get really excited about, you know, the food materials that we work with sometimes, you know. And usually it's a very positive reaction, but, you know, they get very, I don't know, kind of really excited about seeing food, you know, something made of butter, something made of chocolate, something made of bacon.
Yeah, I think they like seeing something different also. It's the novelty of it, I suppose.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting and exciting.
Thanks again to Jim and Marie for joining us on the podcast. Make sure to check out the rest of the story at meatpoultry.com about the Farmland Bacon Day at the K and the rest of the news in the meat and poultry industry. Also follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching @meatpoultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.